Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
What's up, everybody? You're watching the Growing Up Hip Hop Atlanta After Show right here on AfterBuzz TV. So on tonight's episode, we're going to be talking about Bow Wow and how he wants everything on this tour. Mazika gets her music going. We have your glowing up fashion, your gossip, and so much more. So stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Welcome to Atlanta. Hammers and bows, back to the mackin' and the clothes. Adolescents packing a knock on the door.
Who is it?
Yes. What's up, everybody? You are watching the Growing Up Hip Hop After Show. In Atlanta, well, here in LA, but you know, tonight we'll be in Atlanta. On tonight's episode, we'll talk about Bow Wow and how he wants everything on this tour, Mazika and how she's getting her music done, and our glowing up fashion, our news and gossip, so much more, our predictions and everything. We all still just jamming, yes. But before we get into this episode, let's introduce ourselves. I am Howard the Third. Alexis.
I am Alexis Moselle.
What's up, y'all? I am Byron K.
Yes, and this is your panel. Hey, early 2000s. Yes, I'm here for it. So on tonight's episode titled Wildin' Out, Season 2, Episode 13, it was really just a Bow Wow show.
Yes.
Is that how we're feeling?
Absolutely.
Bow Wow?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, let's get our overall thoughts. Alexis, what were you thinking?
I am learning that Bow Wow is very entitled. How DeBrat, you know, puts him out to be.
Yeah.
He expects everyone to worship the ground he walks on. But I mean, he's a legend, so I get it. But yeah, you know, we are seeing that in Tidal Bow Wow that DeBrat has, you know, makes him out to be.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, it was a really good episode. We got to see more of Mazika,
right,
which is good.
Right,
we got
right.
to hear a little snippet of her music, you know.
Right.
You know,
sounds
so
cute.
I liked it. It was a good little episode.
You know what's crazy? Jazzy Fizzle made an appearance.
He's doing a lot more TV. He was on Love and Hip Hop Atlanta too.
Yeah, I love seeing him around, man. I want to hear some more music or at least some more drops. This is a Jazzy Fizzle production. I need to hear that.
I know. But what else did you have, Byron? Like, what else?
Man, I definitely agree with Bow Wow. I feel like he's needy. He needs his ego stroked, pretty much. Mm-hmm. And like they say, he's stubborn. But it's okay. It's the Bow Wow show, so he can be however he wants to be.
True.
We'll see when that tour comes around, though.
Okay. Well, let's get into this tour talk. So Jermaine met up with Bow Wow, and he's still on the fence about, Bow Wow's still on the fence about joining this tour. He just wants really everything. He wants his own tour bus. Mm. He wants to, you know, have his own people, bring his girl on tour. He's just like the whole Bow Wow tour. And Jermaine's like, what are you talking about? Like, you're the one who has so much to gain from this tour. I mean, you're dropping your album, your single, and then you want to do your own solo tour. So just do it our way and be on your way, pretty much.
And he should listen to JD because nobody's really checking for Bow Wow music like that. So he needs to build that buzz. Listen to JD, bro. He got you this far.
That's true.
Yeah, I gotta agree. That's free promo a little bit. You know, you playing your old music, but then you giving them a little bit of your new music. And this whole tour bus and all of this, if you want that, like Jermaine Dupri said, then you fund that.
Mm-hmm.
He shouldn't have to fund that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a luxury expense.
Exactly.
Exactly. And I was just like, Bow Wow, like, you really want the world. My whole thing is the budget. You have all these different artists. Bow Wow, we can't give you fire. Like, we can't give you your own bus. Like, we have 5-6 other acts going with us. Like,
yeah.
He just doesn't think about that. But because he's the biggest artist on So Def, he wants everything.
Yeah, man. I guess it comes with the territory.
Yeah.
I guess. Well, Jermaine also met up with DeBrat, and she had a lot to say. Because DeBrat's like, well, wait a minute. If he's getting his own tour, let me get my own, his own bus, tour bus. Let me get my own tour bus. And they still have their little beef from falling out a little while ago because DeBrat just feels Bow Wow's entitled,
yeah.
Which, you know, he is. And can we talk about this store that they were at, the shoe store? had liquor.
That thing was lit. She said it was a boutique store. It was full service.
I said, wait a minute, pushing out carts with shoes on it. I said, oh, that's how y'all doing an A?
They probably massage your feet first before they put the shoes on. Then they lace you up and everything, help you up off the chair.
Yes.
This is too much for me.
Rich people problems.
Yep. Right? It did look nice. But I'm like, DeBrad, are you really going to buy anything? You're just there to drink. Because she said, I'm drinking both of my drinks, her Crown Apple and her champagne. I said, you just...
Why not? It's courtesy. Listen, yeah. When I go to the Lexus dealership, I ask them for all their waters. I want your Lexus brand water. Where's the hat at? How much did that cost? Oh, $20. Never mind. Listen, bro. Everything free is for me.
Wow. Okay. And so we also see how Bow Wow met up with his best friend, or you know, maybe not bestie, but a good friend, Pimpin. And Pimpin was talking about how he had his little eye on little mama. Talk about she gonna be his baby mama.
That'll be a little interesting couple.
It would be.
How can help her around Atlanta, you know? She going to Atlanta. Mm-hmm. He a producer, make some music.
No, Alexis, Pimpin and little mama.
It's kind of weird.
The names.
It's kind of weird, but it will work.
No.
The names do go together. Pimpin' Lil' Mama.
Oh.
Lil' Mama, you better not.
But how old is Pimpin? Is he's a little older than her.
He's a little older.
Yeah.
I mean, she might like older guys.
She might. We don't know.
No. Okay. Well, but we see that, and then we also see how... finally, DeBrat and Bow Wow push their beef to the side, and they meet up at a kids' event. And they said, okay, you know, we're sorry. Bow Wow apologized, which he, you know, he needed to.
Rightfully so.
Right. Yeah. And he met up with the kids, and it was all good. It was like they just swooped it under the rug. But DeBrat says this always happens.
Yeah. I feel like she knows Bow Wow pretty well. Like they say, like they're like siblings pretty much. But I like the brat because she calls it how it is. Mm-hmm. And I also like the dynamic of their whole relationship between the brat, Bow Wow, and JD, because they are like a family. So I like how they address issues like a family. So they always get through it. And it comes across as petty to us. And to them, it's probably petty too, because they end up resolving it. And then they're better than they were.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's very true.
Bauer does get his way, though, as we see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder if he's ever going to, like, grow out of that mindset. Or you think just because he does it so much and he's like, I'm used to it. I always get my way in the end. So might as well just keep going as long as I can.
He's too old now. I mean.
Yeah. He's stuck in his ways. If his mom ain't got him together, then he's not going to get together.
Yeah.
It's too late.
Because that's like the leading lady in his life, for real. So, you know.
True.
And if she can't, if moms can't do it, who can?
No woman can do it, so.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what they say. We always, as men, they say that we're drawn to women who remind us of our mom anyway. Yeah. So, you know. Mm-hmm. You know.
So, we also saw the three amigos, Jermaine, DeBrat, and Bow Wow, on Wildin' Out on this episode. I said, okay, look at y'all, you know, making moves. Mm-hmm. And they introduced Bow Wow's daughter, which I didn't actually get her name. I just got her stage name, Shy Wow.
Her name is Shy.
Oh, okay.
Ain't nothing shy about her, though.
No.
Right?
I love her personality.
Love it.
She got it.
But her mom shows it a little bit on Instagram, so I've seen it before. But she was like, she was really showing it. And it shows that she's not as scared of the cameras.
That's it, though. That's what's going to change Bow Wow, his daughter, because she's going to be a spitting image of him. No, that's how it works. Like, if don't nobody else do it, your kids are going to do it, because your kids are going to reflect you. Mm-hmm. That's what's going to happen.
It's going to be her.
Watch, by the time she 15.
Right.
And he already said, Bow Wow already said that she has, like, that it factor. He could just be speaking, you know, as a dad, but he already said, like, you don't even know, like, you a rapper, like, you got it. And I'm like, okay, Shy Wow, dancing and stuff, dance battle.
She can dance.
She's a cute little girl.
She's really cute, and she looks like him.
She does.
She looks like him.
She sure
little
does.
Bow.
Little Bow. Yep. Little Shy Wow Bow.
I feel like one of them should have hit the Harlem Shake, though. It's only right. Whoever hit the Harlem Shake would have won that dance battle.
He should have hit it. That was his little move.
That's what he did. That was his thing.
That was his thing.
Yeah. So he should have hit it.
And he used to kill it. That and the Crip Walk.
He sure did. Dang, those memories,
I know. We need Lil Bow Wow to be Lil Bow Wow again. Or Littler Bow Wow.
Right?
Oh, my gosh. But it was fun. I was happy to see her, the baby. I wonder if we're going to see her a lot more on this season. But it was a good time. And then we see that they left from Wildin' Out, and it was the three amigos again, Jermaine, Bow Wow, and DeBrat. And they finally all sat down, and Bow Wow finally said, listen, I'm signing the contract. I'm going on tour officially. And we also found out that Bow Wow's been paying for his own tour bus since he was like 5.
I'm not surprised.
He didn't know it was in his budget, which I was like, oh, shows you're not reading your contract. No.
Well, here, to be fair, though, he was 12, so all his money was being held by maybe his mom or maybe JD and stuff. All he knew was that he was going out and having a good time and performing. Because, you know, when you're young, a lot of times they keep that money from you. They don't want you to know how much you really have until you're older.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, man, he's been I feel like it means that he was balling more as a kid than he is now. Because back then, that tour bus didn't hurt him, but now that's gonna kind of hurt the pockets a little bit.
Smart.
Yeah, that's true.
It makes a lot of sense.
I wonder if he hasn't been saving, huh? I feel like he should be saving a little bit from, you know, he's been in this game so long.
Yeah,
it's like I wonder how much he's putting to the side.
I feel like there's a certain amount that's already saved up for him from before he was able to
touch
like,
his money
exactly. And I feel like there's a certain amount, like, even though, like, we joke about his mom, like, if she can't do it, nobody can. I feel like there's a certain level of respect he has for her where if she's the one managing money or whatever, he's not going to touch it. Because it's like, no, mom set this aside for me for this, so at the very least, I'm not going to touch this. So I feel like there's something there. He just didn't put it there.
I wonder. Or he's probably saving it for his daughter, too. Which
true.
Now, you know, has to
think that would be
her.
Dope.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of his daughter, did you notice the daughter and Kiyomi's relationship?
Oh, yeah.
I like that they have a good relationship because sometimes it doesn't always work out.
Right?
I like that Kiyomi is trying too. It shows that she actually cares about the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
That's really cute to see.
I feel like she has more love for Bow Wow than he has for her, though.
Yeah.
Oh.
Definitely, yeah.
Which is crazy because, like, at first, from episode one, I would have thought of it maybe the other way because, like, just like how his mom may have thought, like, oh, here's another one. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, just using him for whatever he can do for her. But, like, going through this season, I'm like, okay, I feel like there's more, she's showing more love than he shows.
He's being the whole meeting up with Masika thing. Even though she was going to be mad, you still should have told her.
Right.
So, yeah, she's probably more deep in than he is.
Definitely. Yeah.
For sure.
Well, something that we just love here at AfterBuzz is you guys out there, our fans. We love when you comment, when you like the videos, and just so much more. So, Byron, tell them how much we love them over there.
Yes, so, just so you know, Buzz family, our network produces after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows. From dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more, there's no network that works harder for television fans. But we need your help. We ask that you subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. And by doing that, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made just for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about those annoying notifications, don't be, because they're optional. So hit the subscribe button right now for this channel and check out our other YouTube channels as well. And let us know you did in the comments so we can shout you out right here on the air. But for now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping AfterBuzz be the ESPN of TV Talk.
Yes, love you guys. Now, speaking of Bow Wow and Masika, when Bow was hanging out, you know, just doing his own thing, Masika was blowing up his phone, like, I'm having a party, are you coming through, are you not? And Bow Wow still didn't let her know. I'm still very confused about this whole Masika and Bow Wow situation, because Masika keeps talking about, she says, we had a thing a while back, but the way she talks about it to me is like, they just had a thing. So I'm like, you say a while back, but your whole body language is saying something different to me. And then Bow Wow's like, yeah, it was definitely a while back. Do we think they're going to get back together or have this whole little...
First off, how far is a while back? Like, how old were they as kids?
Exactly.
I've only known about adult Masika. So I don't know.
That's very true. And is she talking about like 18, 19...
I think maybe, like, she was... I feel like she was maybe in some of his videos back in the day.
I believe they were adults. They weren't kids. Maybe they were, like, mentally kids, but I feel like they were adults.
Adults, yeah.
And they did a little something. He was definitely popping at the time. He had to be.
Oh, yeah.
He had to be.
Definitely.
But maybe she had a little more feelings to him than he had for her. Because she seems a little more bothered by the fact... Like, for one, she's saying that he's the reason why she came to Atlanta... Okay, if he's the reason why you came to Atlanta, why is he ignoring you? Why is he not trying to, you know, really get in contact with you? So that whole little situation is kind of iffy to me. And then secondly, I feel like maybe they did have something, but she felt a little more for him than he did for her.
Ooh.
You know?
That makes sense. I feel like Bow Wow is always on to the next.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah, he has that reputation.
I think that's what it is. And now we're seeing, because, I mean, if it wasn't something, then she wouldn't be worried about him responding to her text. Like, she would be doing her own thing in Atlanta. She wouldn't be worried about him. If he responds, he responds. If he doesn't, he doesn't.
She wants the camera time. She knows the only way she's going to be on camera is if she's around Bow Wow.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true, too.
She's trying to stay close to the Tree of Life.
Right. Yeah. Around Bow Wow.
Or
around
the Tree of Paychecks.
Oh. Well.
It's a Bow Wow show.
It is the Bow Wow show. And it seems like she's on the show because of their little situationship.
Just like Lil Mama said. Just like Lil Mama said, you're going to be seeing a lot of me.
Mm-hmm.
Bow Wow's going to be seeing a lot of them.
Of them.
A lot of them.
Kayomi included. Yep. All three of them.
Oh, no.
All three of y'all.
Mm-hmm.
All three of y'all.
Oh, no. Well, I mean, when Mazika's not running behind Bow Wow, she's trying to get her music off the ground. We saw in tonight's episode, Jazzy Faye is, you know, doing her EP. And Jazzy also Fizzle, the godfather of her daughter, which I was like, wow, who would have known they were that close?
I didn't know that.
I feel like she never talked about Jazzy Faye, but okay. But yeah, so they're in the studio working together, you know, getting them checks, okay. And then we also see Mazika met up with Deb again. So they're building up their relationship. Mazika says she's not going to just let Deb go.
Right.
And
she gets what she wants.
Right, all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's trying to get dancers in her music video. I said, okay, Deb's got a little strip joint, you know. Mm-hmm. She keep her little...
She's a boss.
Okay.
Hustler, too.
Seriously.
Hustler and boss.
We got the Ivy. We got this strip club seduction or something. Like, okay, Deb. All right.
I come
it's real. But going back to Mazika, did y'all catch how she called Bow Wow's girl Yokashishi? Yokashishi.
She stays with the shade no matter where she online, TV. She's like the shade queen. And they be good too. They don't be like corny shades. They be like good shades.
Right? I said, girl, you just know how to read.
She reads to the T.
She really does.
That name.
She's very proficient.
Ooh. And she's so quick. I feel like I would have to think about it for a while. Like, she comes with them quick no matter where she's at.
She stays ready.
She went to one of them schools where, like, they would just roast on each other all day. And you had to learn how to cap on somebody.
Yep. Be quick with it.
Yeah.
You only got your, that certain time, you got to be coming quick with it.
Oh, Mazika, so quick. But she is all over the place. She was just... Her and this Deb's conversation, I was like, Mazika, she was just roasting Bow Wow, just saying how short he is, talking about the girl. Then somehow talked about Johnny, talking about, Johnny a trifling B, because Johnny was texting Fetty Wap while Mazika was pregnant, but Mazika has a past of her own, so I don't understand how she's going to throw these stones.
And a present, because she's currently at Bow Wow. Like, she's at his neck.
That's true.
But, I mean, she's not with Fetty Wap anymore, so even if she did try to get at him when she was pregnant, that's the past. Why are you worried about it? You shouldn't even bring it up.
She kept it in her head. She said, I've always kept that thought in my head.
She didn't want to take a loss. She didn't want to. She didn't like the thought of another woman actually being able to talk to her man. So she still has to like win in this situation. So that's why she has to go back and visit it. Like I said, women can be petty forever.
Oh, for sure. They hold grudges. Everything.
I'm very interested in seeing this whole Mazika and Johnny if they ever meet up later on down the line.
Who you got your money on?
Johnny.
Yeah, you can't bet against her.
Because if you want a Johnny Blaze, you got Johnny Blaze.
Yeah.
So.
with the whole chair and everything.
Right.
Everything.
You don't mess with no girl that can throw a chair at you.
Ooh.
You definitely don't.
They have no remorse about it either.
None. Mm-mm. And no girl who hits her own friend. Because in the clip, going back real quick with Johnny turning up at the club, she punched her own friend. So if you're punching your own friend, and I'm a stranger,
come on,
who knows what you're going to do to me? But it would be a good one. Okay, so who y'all got? Alexis, who you got?
Oh, Johnny.
Mazika, Johnny.
If they going tit for tat, like arguing, Mazika.
Yeah.
She's quick with it. But if they like fighting Johnny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Byron?
I'm going to say Johnny, but I wouldn't count Mazika out either. Because I feel like she can throw them hands if she need to.
Right? That'd be a good one.
She used to do it on Love & Hip Hop, so, you know, I'm not
That's
surprised.
True.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I just thought that was weird, but okay, all right. So, and then Mazika, we see, actually has her little get-together, her party, with some of her friends and some of her fans to let them hear the new music off of her EP, which I'm excited to, like, actually hear.
Mm-hmm.
Because that little clip we heard with Jazzy Faye, I said, okay, you know, she's got a little tone to her, you know, hold a note.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. And then we see that Bow Wow does show up to the party after he's been dipping and dodging. And Mazika said they used to talk once a week, and then they went from just not talking at all.
Yeah.
So finally he comes to the party, and he takes her to the side and says, listen, like, it's cool that I'm here, but if my girl knew I was here, it'd be a whole other thing. Which basically telling Mazika, like, don't text me. Don't tell my girl. Like, we cool, but she can't know.
Yeah.
Which I don't really, it's like, I understand, but I don't understand. Like, if you tell your girl this is an old friend, she should be cool with it, right?
Well,
no.
As a woman, mm-hmm. I think if she thinks that Bow Wow and Mazika had anything going on, then of course she's going to feel some type of way. But if they were genuinely friends, like her and, well, we don't know about him and Lil Mama yet. But if, like, him and Lil Mama, for example, if they were genuinely friends, I feel like you, as his girlfriend, you shouldn't feel no type of way because that girl was there before you came in the picture.
Mm-hmm.
But if Bow Wow and Mazika did have something going on that they're not sharing with us, then she has every which reason to feel the way she feels. Because I wouldn't want my man around somebody he slept with, so.
That's true.
I will say this, though. Kiyomi, like, she's no stranger to the game. She knows how she met Bow Wow and how they started clicking. So when she sees other women, she already peeps game. So, like, she's not crazy to feel any type of way. And that's exactly why Bow Wow kept it from her. Because if he felt like she would be like, okay, it's whatever, it's just a friend, he would have told her.
Yeah. That's
but he knew that she would see it, like, some type of way.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, like, you're gonna do that, but then do it on TV where she's going to see it anyways. So you still got to have the conversation or wait for it to air.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Or maybe he texts her, like, after or something.
Yeah, there had to be some communication because you don't just do... That's super sneaky. If you just do that and you don't say nothing about it, and you just go home and go about your business with your girl, it's like, nah, you have to say or mention something.
Right. And then all those people there, we don't know who really had their phones out, who was taping. Even though they're taping, you know, we saw everything from Johnny's thing when they turned up on personal phones.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm pretty sure somebody was snapping or
social
on
media
Insta.
Will get you these days.
Get you caught up.
And like Kiyomi said, ain't nothing going to happen in ATL that she won't know about.
Yep.
That's scary right there. That would make me not want to do nothing already.
I guess that is kind of scary, especially because it's like, you're not even from Atlanta. And so you're going to know, like, how are you going to know everything? Who you know out here?
She's going to be in his trunk. She's going to be in the back of that Panamera in the trunk.
She got eyes in the streets.
Eyes in the streets and hitters.
Yeah. And with Bow Wow's reputation, she will probably just go to the store and, like, girl, you know, I saw your man at the club. He was with Big Booty Judy and they was doing whatever, you know.
And you know Bow Wow's extra, too. So he's not just going to be chilling in the club. He's going to be standing on couches, pouring bottles, all that kind of stuff.
Turn it up.
Turn it all the way
up.
Like
you said, he's the wild one.
Ooh.
Still trying to figure out what that means.
I don't think we will ever figure that out.
I don't think so. Yeah.
Kind of don't want to know, but
I like how he's always the only one calling himself crazy. He's like, oh, you know I'm crazy. I'm crazy. I'm the wild one. You know I'm wild. You know I'll shit some up. It's like,
nobody else see anything.
Yeah, nobody else. Everybody else just calling him Big Baby, though. That's about it.
That part.
The brat.
I can't wait until the brat actually talks to him and be like, you more of the brat than I am. I can't wait for her to say that to him. I want to see his reaction.
That's cute.
I know.
It's crazy that the brat's taller than Bow Wow, too. We need to play a game of who's taller than Bow Wow. All right, so we know the brat's taller than Bow Wow. Is JD taller than Bow Wow?
I don't think so.
Maybe
the same height.
Maybe the same height. I'll agree with Alexis. Maybe at the same height.
But like a couple of inches.
There's like a certain common height for all these rich dudes. Like for Bow Wow, JD, Ray J, Lil Wayne. Like, they're all across the board.
Ray J was.
They're all across the board.
Yeah, they're short. Mm-hmm.
And you can throw Kevin Hart in there, but I think he's like maybe an inch or so shorter than
you. Yeah, he's really short.
He's in his own category.
Yeah.
I forgot how short Ray J was, though.
Yeah,
he's
man.
A little tiny man. So I'm just interested to see how this whole thing, this triangle will work when Mazika meets up with Kiyomi, because Mazika's already saying like, Bow Wow, if you feel like you're going to cheat, you know you're going to cheat. You feel like it, you just know you're going to cheat. And it's just like, girl, I want you to really meet up with the girlfriend and see how it goes. Like, will Kiyomi pop off? Will Mazika pop off? Because Mazika's saying, Kiyomi, you have nothing to worry about. Like, I'm nobody. You don't have anything to worry about, but... We know that's not true.
She don't really feel that way.
I'm interested. Very much so. And so, also, let's move on to this little clip we saw of Johnny towards the end. Because Johnny met up with Brandon, who we haven't seen in a while, Dev's son. I said, okay, all right, bring him back. So Johnny meets up with Brandon because Brandon's the only one who knows his mother, Deb. Mm-hmm. And Johnny now realizes she's sorry, which I feel like it took too long. I don't know how long this took to tape, but like, girl, I know some days in between. Mm-hmm. But so she feels like she's sorry and she needs somebody who knows Deb. So she calls Brandon up, who lets us know he's also in firefighter school.
Hey, congrats.
That's good, but that's so random. Like she said, I think that's really good, but it's so random.
He found his purpose.
Yeah. It takes some people longer than others, so, yeah. You know.
But I was like, okay, all right. He was like, it's going to take me a while to run into a building. I said, you know what, Brandon? Maybe the desk part of the firefighter. Yeah. You know, right. Ring the bell.
Yeah.
He said ring the bell.
Yeah. I agree.
You know, get on the phone. Hey, there's a fire on 12th and Normandy. We there.
He should be the designated chef at the fire station. Because I think they live there like 3 days, three to four days out of the week. Mm-hmm. So it's like, he can be the one that cooks all the time.
Right.
Then when it's time to suit up, hey, just stay there. Just make sure that the chili is ready when we get back.
Go ahead, Brandon, though. Do what you got to do. So, but Brandon gives Johnny some tough love. Mm. Mm-hmm. Calls her to be word and says, you a B. You already know it. I said, oh, okay. Well, how close of a friendship do you guys have? Because if you're not my bestie, don't be calling me no B, but okay, all right. And then says that Johnny is stubborn, which she is. And so he's like, Johnny, just get on the phone, call Deb. So she finally does it. Are we surprised that Deb answered? First, she did hesitate to having a sit down. Deb did with Johnny. But are we surprised that Deb just turned around and was like, okay, fine, I'll sit with you?
No.
None at all?
I feel like she has a soft spot for Johnny. Mm. So no, I feel like She sees her as one of her daughters, so I'm not surprised that she's going to have a sit-down with her. Now, what happens at this sit-down, you know, we'll have to see. Yeah. But I am surprised. But I was surprised that she said no at first. I wasn't expecting it. No, I wasn't expecting her to say no. Mm-hmm. I thought she was going to give in, but she made it a little hard. But then she did, yeah. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like maybe she saw some of her... Maybe she sees some of herself in Johnny, which is why she's so willing to, like, mm-hmm. keep extending herself out. After Johnny has been burnt so many bridges with her, she just keeps reaching out, probably because she sees the potential, and she sees, like, the girl inside of Johnny that maybe reminds her of herself.
Ooh.
That's a good analyst of that situation.
Right? Okay, Byron. Okay. You gotta dig deep.
I know. I like that. I never thought about that.
Right? Look at you.
Let me find out Deb was a little rowdy back in the day.
Okay, because she looked like it. The way she be flipping up them legs. I know she was rowdy.
And just the way she speaks. She speaks with so much authority and power. Mm-hmm. Where it's like, oh, okay. I hear you.
Right.
Like, she ain't no soft-spoken woman either.
Yeah.
Right. Come on, Deb. She probably had to do what she had to do. Get her, you know, kids. Mm-hmm. You know what? Carletta.
I'm telling you.
Rock star. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying. There's just so much similarity. But yeah, I think overall this was it was a good episode. I think it's starting to get, the season is going so much well, like so much better.
Yeah.
Still can't wait to see a little bit more of Little Mama and what she has to bring to this table.
She's going to be a firecracker. I can't wait to see like how she comes in. I feel like Little Mama is going to like make an appearance every single time she comes in.
Oh yeah.
Oh yes.
Like she's literally that. She's like a burst of just radiance, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
And it's dope.
I'm excited. And then I still want to see a little more of Kiyomi. Like, I feel like we see her, but, like, when we saw her work at, you know, Wild and Out, I was like, okay, you know, let me see a little bit more of your life. Yeah. Like, what do you do outside of Bow Wow? I know you rap, so let's see a little bit more of that. And give me a little bit more of Wild and Out.
Yeah.
I'm interested.
Yeah.
I'm now invested in Kiyomi. Because at first I was on the fence. Any last minute thoughts on this episode? Everybody's feeling that.
Man, you know what?
We missed?
Who do you think glowed up the most this episode? You know?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, time for that.
Time for our glowing up fashion. So, I really liked, oh my gosh, I can't even remember. I like Kiyomi's hair. I like the wig. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was feeling the whole wig, the whole get up at Wild and Out. It was this bright green, like yellowish wig. I thought she looked cute in it.
Yeah.
I could do it. I was like, okay, girl, I see you.
I like the brat. I feel like she be having her makeup done, her hair be looking
she
on point.
She do be on point, though.
She do.
I feel like today I was looking, I was like, she be on point. Like, every episode.
And she's real pretty, too.
She is.
Yeah, she is.
She and her is. Own little swag she got going on, so I'm gonna have to go with the brat.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I'm gonna change mine because I was gonna say Masika at the end when she was wearing like the black and she was carrying her wine glass to go talk to Bow Wow. Mm-hmm. I was gonna say her, but yes, the brat.
Right?
Because the brat is just so consistent. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what you're gonna get with her. I love the brat.
She's
definitely the most glowed up, and I like to see her having a good time. So when she's over there drinking her liquor and stuff and all that, she's having a good time.
Yeah,
she sure is. That's a good one. You know what? Got me thinking about wanting to change mine, but I'm gonna keep it. I'm gonna give you to Kiyomi girl. So let's get a little bit into news and gossip here.
AfterBuzz TV news.
So what we have is a picture here from Bow Wow and his daughter Shy. They were at the So On Tour at the moment. Aww. And he said, "I teared up before I took the stage. I accomplished what I always wanted, and." Oh, sorry, y'all. And that was for my baby to see her daddy hit the stage. My little diva. Thank you, Joey, whoever. Oh,
Joey Chavez.
Joey Chavez, for everything you do. My little princess. Love you, fat mama.
Aww.
Oh, hashtag little diva.
Wait, let's see.
That's his daughter's baby mama.
Yeah. Oh, that's the mama.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's cool. She can dance, too. She's like, she can really, really dance.
I heard she was a dancer, yeah.
Oh, look at that. They look so cute. She got some pretty hair.
Right?
Wow.
She got a lot of hair.
Well, this proves that Bow Wow definitely has a type. Kiyomi and Joey Chavez.
And even Masika.
And Masika.
They all look alike.
And the girl he was reportedly with at the basketball game.
The basketball game.
She was somewhat the same type of girl. So, okay. All right. Y'all look cute. And then we move on to Masika. Speaking of her and her craziness. So she sent out a tweet. When she said, "Drain, I work so hard, take care of too many people, about to cut some of these B words off for real." And then a fan wrote back, "Not trying to be rude, but what is your career? Like, what is your actual job?" And Masika said, "I walk pet fish for a living. Not to be rude, but get my D out of your actual mouth."
Oh,
quick. Comebacks.
Smiley face emoji.
Always quick with them, I'm telling you.
Okay.
She don't play.
She really don't. She had me cracking up, though. I walk pet fish for a living. I said, Masika, I can't. She's too much. She's way too much. And then moving on, we had one from Little Mama from last week when everybody was talking about how her and Kiyomi was going at it. Little Mama said, "LMAO, y'all better stop playing with me. These B words ain't built like that."
Oh, built like what?
Oh, and in the comments, everybody was like, "Let them know, Little Mama." They were going in, and she said, "Don't play her."
Little Mama, I think, a little rough around the edges. So I think she'll get there with you.
I think so, too.
Listen, she jumped up on that stage, bro. She will do anything. She will do anything.
Oh, my gosh. I said, Little Mama saw that clip. She said, "Kiyomi, don't play with me." I wonder if they do a song. Little Mama, no. That's it.
No.
She saw the clip. Mm-mm.
Who do you think is the best musician out of all those women?
Out of Masika, Little Mama, and Kiyomi?
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah. And Johnny Blaze.
Johnny Blaze can sing.
She can.
But I'm going to have to go with Little Mama.
Little Mama has hits, though. You can't compete with somebody who has hits already.
Yeah, exactly. Little Mama. For sure.
Definitely Little Mama. But yeah, that's our news and gossip. I mean, the tour's still going on. I've been seeing clips on Instagram. Everybody looks like they're hitting the stage. Everybody's been working out. Escape still looks great because you know I love them. Tiny is still hitting them notes. Go ahead, Tiny girl. And I'm just interested to see. I still don't know if Bow Wow has his own, if he got his own tour bus. So if you guys at home, let us know in the comments. Did Bow Wow get his own tour bus? Do you know? Is he sharing it with the brat? Because they've done it before, the brat and JD. But yeah.
He's not getting his own tour bus. If he has to pay for it, he's like, "Nah, my funds ain't built like that no more." Mm-hmm. He's trying to make money this tour, not lose it.
Mm-hmm. That's very true. I wish that we knew, like, back in the day how it was on the tour bus with the brat, Jermaine, and Bow Wow.
Right.
Like, did they all turn up? Like, was every night a party? Did they have people on? I really wish they would go into detail about that. Like, how was it?
Maybe we should get one of them on the show and ask them.
I know. Y'all tweet out there.
Yes, tweet them.
Brat, all of them. Let them know.
We want them all.
All of them.
So let's get into some predictions to see what's happening.
Now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Crazy. Well, Byron, you want to kick it off down there?
Yes.
What are you going to see? We saw a lot from Bow Wow. Of course, Bow Wow show next week.
So I feel like they're not going to go too much into this because I feel like every week they try to kind of switch it up. So last week they focused more on like Lil Mama and stuff like that. So I feel like she's going to probably come back like next week or something like that. They're going to like shift the focus a little bit to somebody else. But at some point, I do believe that Kiyomi is going to get suspicious of Masika. And I'm ready for that.
Right. Definitely ready. Alexis?
I think Little Mama is going to come. We're going to see more of her and hear a little bit more of where she's been and what was her ultimate decision of, you know, joining the Growing Up in Hip Hop cast. Because I've like done research and I still haven't found anything as to why she's on the cast.
Right.
So I feel like we're going to get a little more into that. I definitely think Masika and Kiyomi are going to either be in the same room at some point. Kaomi's definitely going to find out about Bow Wow's little meeting with Masika. And I feel like he's going to tell her. To be honest, I think he's going to tell her. So I definitely think they're going to have their words. And then I think Johnny Blaze and Miss Deb obviously going to sit down. And I think that's going to be very interesting. I think a lot of things are going to be discussed. A lot of words are going to be said.
Yes.
But I think they're going to hash it out.
Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, girl, why you mess up my club?
That part.
I definitely see Bow Wow still trying to juggle this whole relationship thing. I mean, he's still like, should I be single? Should I not? When he just said he loved this girl, now he's talking about he works better as a single man. So I think I see him definitely struggling with that, being in the club, all this temptation around him. He's going to really have to focus on that. And I can't wait to see Masika at least give us a little bit more music. I was waiting for them to put like a song title, which clearly lets me know ain't nothing out yet. So girl, let us know, because you know, when Johnny Blaze did her song, they had the little song title and we were able to find it. Masika, we just got a clip. We can't find it. So let me know when the EP is coming out.
Why didn't she just go ahead and make that song with Fetty or something when she had a chance? She should have just made a song with him.
She really should have.
Like, that's a goat, especially with them having, like, a kid and stuff. Like, that's an easy connection, and Fetty makes hits.
He does.
He does. Maybe she'll talk about it more on the show.
I hope so. I definitely know what he's up to, too, so that'd be cool. They should bring him on the show for an episode, at least let him make a cameo.
He not gonna do it.
You know what I mean? I think he might do it.
He ain't trying to be tied to not one female. He's not trying to be tied on that show to her, so he probably wouldn't.
He can still talk about being a dad or what it's like, you know, just running around the A and his crazy baby mama. I need at least one. I could see one episode from FedEx.
I believe if he was on the episode, he would probably be the star of that episode. Everybody would talk about Fetty being on Growing Up Hip Hop.
I feel like
he would outshine Bow Wow.
I think so, too. Oh, yeah. Maybe that's why they don't want him on. Bow Wow Show.
Bow Wow Show.
Hmm.
Making a band, Bow Wow Edition. Go get that cheesecake.
Oh, making the band. I miss that. Well, everybody, let us know what your predictions are in those comments below on our YouTube page. And don't forget to give us 5 stars on iTunes, because you know we look at that too and review us. We're also on Spotify, Hip Hip Hooray, and SoundCloud, so check us out there too. Of course, I am one of your hosts here, Howard the Third. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Howard the Third. And I also do Keeping Up with the Kardashians on Sunday at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Alexis, where can they follow you?
I'm Alexis Moselle, and you can find me on all social media at madam_Moselle, M-O-Z-E-L-L.
I'm Byron K. You can find me everywhere online at Hero from the 90s. Check out my website, herofromthe90s.com.
And we will see you all next Thursday. Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.